upset that I blew this morning. It was a perfectly set up, and I pulled the wrong thing. It was just... It's because of all the celebrations going on.
I mean, it happens. It's a holiday. You're supposed to be at home.
With George Jefferson's birthday. Well, thanks for the encouragement, Eric. I appreciate it, man.
I have a painter, right, but not everything can be a Rembrandt.
Words of wisdom to live by. Fox in a minute.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
June 1st is Flip a Coin Day. A day to make all decisions by flipping a coin. So, should I celebrate Flip a Coin Day? Heads I do, tails I don't. Tails. Oh well, have a happy June 1st.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A royal welcome for President Trump and the First Lady at Buckingham Palace in London. Greeted by Prince Charles and his wife Camilla, Queen Elizabeth is there too, hosting the Trumps for lunch. There's a big banquet this evening. Tomorrow, the president meets one-on-one with the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. And there are ceremonies marking 75 years since the Allied landing in Normandy, France, D-Day, and England Wednesday and France Thursday. A new warning about some Boeing-made jets.
Boeing telling some airlines flying its 737 model to replace a part on the plane's wings, a move that could affect more than 100 aircraft. Boeing saying Sunday it's working with federal regulators about potential problems found in one batch of slat tracks produced by a supplier. At least 21 planes identified so far as likely having the parts in question.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
Greetings, everyone. It's Monday.
Oh, no. Not again.
Yes, Monday has rolled around again. Greg Budell, if Monday were a woman, what would you say about her?
She's a freak.
Jay Scott, what do you use to offset the stress of a Monday morning?
The devil's lettuce.
Interesting. Emily Hayes, what do you think of the man who invented Monday?
He's a crap weasel.
Bailey, the wonder dog. I'm supposed to tell you that your chicken is going to be a few minutes late.
Damn!
Sorry. And Rich Thomas. You know, a famous poet once said that Monday was the best day of the week.
That guy was stupid.
Well, there you have it. It's Monday.
Let's do it.
That's the spirit. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
Not just any Monday, a holiday Monday here in the state of Alabama.
Holiday.
Holiday. Holland bread.
Happy birthday, Tecumseh.
From our family to yours. We're going to start this hour the way they always do. Forecast Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
This long stretch of quiet weather, mostly sunny, warm, dry. It's going to end soon, so just be aware that when it does end, it's going to be gone for a long time. Abundant sunshine today, warm, dry, high in the mid-90s. Low tonight around 68. Tomorrow's high, mid-90s. Quiet again, lots of sun. Widely scattered storms in the forecast Wednesday. Rain chances ramp up to a pretty good chance, at least a 50-50 chance Thursday. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely at times Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And beyond. In fact, I'm looking way into the middle part of June, and it's still going on. So a very active period of time, but we need the rain. Highs will fall back to the 80s by the time we get towards the weekend. Right now this morning, with calm winds and mostly clear skies, our temperature is 79 at 8:06.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
I know they have to kind of plan their work around when it's going to rain, but on the other hand, when it's been as prolonged dry, grass stops growing.
Mm-hmm.
So the folks that go out and landscape during these dry spells. They're hoping for a little rain, too. One of those might be, I haven't spoken with them for a couple of days, but John Cato, John and Melissa Cato, they have J&S Professional Lawn Service. Now, they are available to do any type of property, business, commercial, residential, large or small. He is a master sculptor when it comes to hedges and bushes and shaping and edging, whatever it is you need. And for those of you who have a business, that's the first thing people are going to see. So you want to make a good impression. Let John Cato take care of it. Now, they don't maintain an office. That helps them keep the cost down so where you can get a five-star job at a very fair price. Call them at 202-8760. If you get the voicemail, just leave a message and they will call you back. That's 202-8760 for John and Melissa Cato at J&S. Excellent, excellent work. At 807 Traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch moving into the 8 o'clock hour, and things look good around the Montgomery area, but we have a couple of big problems in the Prattville area. We have an accident involving two 18-wheelers at Highway 82 and Highway 14 in front of the Purple Cow Chevron, so be careful there. We also have an accident on South Memorial Drive at Sheila Boulevard. That's with injuries. The intersection is blocked, so avoid that area. If you're in Montgomery, everything's moving along pretty well, as we said. We don't have any problems on the interstates. The boulevard's pretty crowded, but everybody's moving along there without too many delays, so let's be careful as we head into work this morning. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How about some dignified music?
Yeah, that's
really what I had in mind. No, let's. I need something. This is an intellectual exercise.
Okay.
Welcome to News Talk 93.1 FM WACB as we probe the future using our collective human instincts, our abilities to concentrate, and our experiences with these names as we've lived our lives to just open up and talk about which names ring ominously with us from this year's hurricane season list.
Oh, yes.
All right, we already know Andrea's gone. Barry, come on.
Yeah.
Barry.
Barry's too nice.
If Barry's coming through the, Barry, if they're like, Hurricane Barry's coming in, I'm going to drive to the beach, meet him for a beer.
There you go, see? That's the thing.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, Barry, come on in.
Chantal, sorry, that's a prima donna storm. That's going to make a big fuss and go nowhere.
Hurricane Chantal.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, come on.
That hurricane's going to come in with some attitude.
Yeah, we tried to we tried to evacuate the coast and nobody left. In fact, people came.
I wish she'd come.
All right, next up. Now, this is the first one on the list that gives me the jeepers creepers. Dorian.
Why is Dorian?
The longer it's around, the older it's going to
be. Dorian is coming for you.
Until, the painting and everything.
Like, Eli, sung to Eli's coming.
Aaron is the east storm this year. We had an Aaron in 1995.
Right. An Aaron?
Yeah, my kid's sister.
I have an Aaron to run.
By the way, if for those of you who hear these names and know, hey, they had that name before, the names are repeated every 6 years unless they're retired.
Like
okay.
Michael.
Right.
And that was a name last year. Michael didn't strike me as, I had no reaction to it when I first looked at the list.
Yeah, but you know what? Something told me that was going to be.
That tells me that my system isn't perfect. Fernand, not Fernando.
Oh, that's immediately what I thought.
Fernand.
Come in, dance.
Not
like
Ferdinand. This is. I hope that maybe this is midprint. Fernand.
All the other hurricanes like pick on him.
I've always had a.
I'll show them.
Bully.
I've always had a feeling that one day there would be a real nasty Gabrielle, which is the G storm. But
yeah.
I don't know if it'll be this season or six more years down the road. Here's the one. This is the name that makes me roll my eyes. Humberto.
Yeah, I think the H is silent. It's more like Umberto.
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 Sounds like a burp.
Umberto.
No, but
I want to hear some guy from Boston say it, though.
Umberto.
Umberto.
I hear it's coming up the coast.
Illegally.
Imelda is the I name. We'll be able to shoo her away. No problem. You don't know that, do you? Good Lord.
I don't know that either.
Yeah. I know Imelda May.
Rich should know. Imelda.
You talking about Trump?
I have no idea.
No, it's not Imelda Trump. It's
Imelda Marco?
Let's make a cut.
Oh, Marco.
Thank you.
The shoe lady.
The shoe lady. As I said.
Oh, shoe lady.
Oh, no.
When Imelda Port will just shoo her away.
That was so hard for me.
I know the name, but I was not familiar with
Imelda. Marcos.
Her situation.
Yeah. She had more shoes than anybody.
Jerry is on the list. Jerry and Barry are like two of the same.
Yeah.
Jerry will be in.
Barry's coming out of the bar to meet Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry and Barry.
Now, Karen, this name concerns me.
Karen.
Karen, may I speak to your manager?
Karen's going
to
come into the stage.
See,
yeah.
I want to know why that normal name is... It is on the list. It's finally made the list. In other words, why didn't they use Karen years ago?
Karen is, I got this out of the clearance section, but ma'am, it's not on clearance. Then why was it in the clearance section?
Clearance. Lorenzo.
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 He smells of, this hurricane smells of cologne.
Melissa's on the list. Every Melissa I've known has been really nice, so I don't think Melissa's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
Nestor, though.
Nestor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually worked in radio.
Is it an old lady coming in?
Hey.
Nestor.
Oh, I was thinking Esther.
No, not Esther. We're on the ends. We're down to N.
Yeah.
Nestor. We had a guy in Chicago I worked with. I shouldn't even tell you this story.
Well, I think maybe you should.
Maybe I should want me to tell you the story.
Well, I was just thinking you might as well go ahead and try.
No, his nickname off the air was Nestor the Breast Tester.
Oh. Okay.
Olga, I don't like that. Olga sounds ominous.
No, I know. Olga might be a storm that sits on you.
Pablo, I'm not worried about. Rebecca, I'm not worried about. Sebastian.
But look at the way Rebecca is.
Sebastian!
Look at the way Rebecca is spelled. Is that,
yeah,
is that the screwy?
E-K-A-H. Get out of here with that.
That's how it is in the Bible, I believe. R-E-B.
E-K-A-H.
E-K-A-H.
What a great way to spell it.
It's in the Bible.
I don't want to piss off the Lord.
Yeah, you already been struck down
God's
once.
Wrath. Yeah, I got to be careful with that stuff. Now, here's one. I'm just telling you all, based on my personal experience with this name, if anything named Tanya is announced, build a shelter.
Tanya?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Your life will become a living hell.
Oh, no.
Van and Wendy, they sound like a couple. They may as well form into the same.
Who's tripping down the Gulf of Mexico? Everyone knows it's Wendy.
And Van.
All right, now that I've alienated half the audience, let's, we need a contestant to play our game.
Truth or Baloney.
That's right. 272-9228. You will win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card if you play and win. Again, it's about TV shows that have been around a long time.
We also have those biscuit tickets up for grabs.
We got biscuit tickets.
Biscuits, tickets.
And they get a choice of tonight or tomorrow?
Yes.
All right, so what are you waiting for? 272-9228. Don't make us annoy you.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Prattville woman has pleaded guilty to aggravated child abuse after authorities say her son was naked and chained up. 32-year-old Danielle Martin pleaded guilty last week. An anonymous tip led investigators to the child abuse case last September. The state of Alabama has turned over more documents to the Department of Justice as it continues its investigation of the state's prison system. The Justice Department says the documents are related to allegations of excessive force and abuse by prison staff. And a judge has denied bail for a man charged with killing two Dothan teens in 1999. Coley McCraney was arrested in March for the shooting deaths of J.B. Beasley and Tracy Howlett. Court records show the case will go to a grand jury this month. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I know the world wanted to see my life. Another rock biopic. The story of my life is fantastic. From feather diapers
everybody's just waking up this morning. We saw Godzilla yesterday.
Yes,
it was fun.
Did.
Fun in IMAX. See it in IMAX to get the full.
I love. Jay kept cautioning us. No, come on. It's a dumb script. It's a dumb plot. It's monsters going after each other and destroying things.
And that's what's fun.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
Especially just keep that in mind.
Especially where they end up. That was a surprise.
I said to Jay, it's okay. I'm not looking for cultural enrichment.
Exactly.
But we saw the trailer for the, what I hope will be the final Rambo.
He's got a really icky bag. Boom juice as a snack. Got a little fatty. You should have a six pack. Sits in rocking chairs. He's losing his hair. When he takes the bus, he only pays a half price fare. Now Rambo's a senior citizen, and he's on.
And that's kind of, in a way, that's kind of the premise for the film, I guess.
I love the picture you posted a little while ago of the shooting of the final scene. Oh,
yes,
that's funny.
All right, now look. I hate to get serious here. I hate to have my finger poised over the torture music.
Oh no!
But we need a contestant here.
Well, it is.
Because we got a Steve Magician gift card to give away, and we got.
It is a state holiday. School's done. It is a Monday. People are on vacation. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty hard to get a caller here. So,
well,
272-9228.
So I'm going to put all the pressure on Emily now to entice them with.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and this is my serious face. I'm here.
Whoa.
I like that.
Whoa.
I'm here to talk to you about the amazing wonders that can be found at the Seafood Bistro. First of all, you need to know their physical location, and that's 1651 Perry Hill Road. They've been there for just over a year, celebrated their one-year anniversary in that location. I believe it was May 20th or 21st. Point, though, is the food may, though it's changed locations, it hasn't done anything but gotten better and better, including things that they come up with and put on the specials board. The menu itself, on its own, fan-freaking-tastic. But then they get a little whimsy, and they do things like shrimp tacos and fried green tomatoes. It's all amazing, and you should check it out for yourself. If you can't get to 1651 Perry Hill Road to dine in at the Seafood Bistro, you can call them ahead of time at 279-7500 and have your order ready to go. You can visit them online at the Seafood Bistro, adekem. You can also utilize any of the food delivery apps here in the River Region to have that Cajun goodness brought right to your door. Don't be stuck at your cubicle eating lunch out of a vending machine when all you have to do is look up the Seafood Bistro.
Are you telling me we have two contestants for Truth or Love?
Wow. They must
this
be calling
on George Jefferson Davis's birthday.
Well, they must be calling from Canada, where it's that's tomorrow.
Betsy Weezy Ross's birthday. It's their anniversary.
Yeah.
All right, so we got, let's say, Pam, you're contestant one, okay? Hey. Hang on. And Walt?
Hey, Walt.
Yeah.
You're contestant two, so stay with us.
Do you want it? You want a contestant three?
That's no.
Okay. Well, they're gone anyway. Smith.
See, I told you, man. I knew
away.
They had ADD. All right. Now, this edition of Chew the Baloney, at least the opening segment, is all about TV shows that have been around for a long time, because tonight, Cops will start its 32nd season.
I had no idea it was still on the air.
It's kind of dropped off the main...
Because I know whatever channel's doing that... Oh, what is it? Cops Live or
yeah,
whatever the thing
oh,
is?
Yeah, that's fascinating. You ever watched it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole...
It's a different thing.
It's addicting.
But that is also taking Cops to the next level.
Yeah.
All right, so here's your statement on this one, Pam. Jeopardy has been on for over 30 years. Truth or baloney? Jeopardy's been around for 30 years. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
How easy was that? Guess how many seasons it's been?
36? I don't know.
47.
Wow.
47. So hang on, you're in good shape here. All right, Walt, pressure is on you.
Okay.
Here's your statement. The Simpsons has been on for over 30 years. The Simpsons has been on for over 30 years. True the baloney?
That's baloney.
Winning.
It will be true, but not until December.
Okay.
First episode aired December 17th, 1989. So back to Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hey.
Next statement. America's Funniest Home Videos has been on for over 30 years. Truth or baloney?
Ew.
Oh, that's a tough
one. That's a toughie.
Truth.
No, I'm losing, guys. Sorry.
How many years?
That will be 30 in November of this year.
I was going to say that one was...
That's close.
I used to watch
that. Because Bob Saget was so popular from
I watched
from
that
Full
show
House.
Every Sunday night.
I used to laugh, so hard.
Now, Pam, you're still in the game because Walt has to get his right. If he gets it right, then he wins, okay?
Okay.
All right, Walt, if you get this right, you win the game.
Okay.
Here's your statement. SportsCenter has been on for over 30 years. Again, SportsCenter has been on for over 30 years. True the baloney.
Oh, wait. I would say baloney.
I would say you're wrong.
No, I'm losing, guys. Sorry.
No, that's actually been around for 40 years. Believe it or not, it debuted September 7th, 1979. Now, you're still in the game.
It's the first person who gets one right now.
Yeah, if Pam gets this one right, she is our winner. Are you ready?
All right.
The stupid show, The Real World. I put the stupid part in myself.
No, that's totally fine, too.
The Real World.
It was MTV's Real
God. On MTV, premiered over 30 years ago. Again, The Real World. I know what I said, I meant a go.
I'm trying to think, though, if it was over 30 years ago.
See, all of these are right there on
the cusp. That's what makes this an exciting game.
Well, I understand that.
The Real World on MTV premiered over 30 years ago. Is that true, the baloney?
Baloney.
Winning.
You did it on the final stage.
Yeah.
You are.
Give us the details on that.
It was looking like you were not going to win, Pam, and guess what? You won.
27 years ago, that show debuted in 1992, around the time that
92
MTV stopped playing music videos. So hang on. You have won a Seafood Bistro gift card and baseball tickets.
And high fives.
Walt, we appreciate your playing.
MTV used to play music videos?
Came so close.
No problem.
It's wild.
Try us again next time. We'll be doing it probably on Wednesday.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
Duran Duran, right? It is 8:26 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
What are we going to do now?
We got 33 minutes of great radio to fill.
Yeah, we do.
And we've got an abundance of Morning Maroon nominees.
All right.
I'll be able to tell you what music is the most distracting in our stupid news segment. But I want to give everybody a heads up because I went over to Infusion on Saturday morning. They're open 9 to noon on Saturday in addition to their weekday hours. And did some cryo. And it's just amazing to see they've moved to a new building. Right across.
I was say, is the move done? Are they finished?
I got the tour. It's amazing.
They're in their new building, which faces Taylor Road.
Yep.
You just cross Winton Blunt over Taylor and make your first left.
So you're still on Winton Blunt, but you're just making a right off of Taylor if you're coming northbound instead of making a left.
It's so easy to find, and if you need help, 296-1662.
First white building.
And they're continuing to expand their services. But back to the basics, I went for cryo, and I've been doing that now for 3 years. And during these hot summer days, it is the perfect recharge to a battery that's just a little bit, not showing a whole lot of green, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It basically supercharges your circulatory system, and everything you need to feel better, more energetic, is in your blood. 3 minutes in that thing, man, and you walk out like you're on some amazing drug, and really all it is your body working at peak performance, because it's the chamber is chilly. Your body does not know it's in a chamber, that it's only going to be in there for 3 minutes. Your body goes into the process of saving you when it's exposed to that cold. And in that process, everything you need in your bloodstream gets to where it needs to go at warp speed. That's why you walk out feeling so amazing. They have IV vitamin therapy for any number. In fact, they're going to be expanding the IV options shortly because they're bringing in somebody. We'll meet on the show in a week or two. She is going to be the newest addition to the Infusion staff. And again, to take that to the next level, to help you plan a complete whole life evaluation using technologies in Infusion and better choices to achieve weight loss and many other things. Ask about it at 296-1662. And congratulations to Dr. Darren Woodling, Ryan Turner, Laurie, and that staff over there. Watching them grow over the last 3 years has been a privilege. See a great idea and the services they brought to the River Region. Some cities don't have these options yet. That's how far ahead of the curve we are in Montgomery. With Infusion, Cryo and Laser, 296-1662.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Sky Watch rolling through our Monday morning traffic, and boy, we have some accidents building up. We have a couple in Montgomery. One of those is at East South Boulevard and Narrow Lane Road. That's an accident with injury. We also have an accident at Woodley Road and Narrow Lane. In Prattville, there's several things going on this morning. We have two 18-wheelers who have collided at Highway 82 and Highway 14 in front of the Purple Cow Chevron. We also have an accident on South Memorial Drive at Sheila Boulevard. That's an accident with injury. And another accident North Memorial Boulevard in Ridgecrest. Let's be careful this morning as we head into work. 79 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and they are frantic to get these cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars gone. You will save some serious money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, folks, we got a nice opportunity for those of you who would like to see a Biscuits game tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have a couple of tickets for each night. If you would like a pair of tickets for tonight's game or tomorrow's game, first come, first serve at 272-9228.
No hoops, just call.
Yeah.
In other words,
no hoops.
get to the phone and call it, and they're yours.
It's
272-9228.
It's that simple.
So, and by the way, and see a great first pitch. Hopefully
on Tuesday night.
Hopefully there'll be somebody between you, besides you and I, huh?
No, it makes me nervous.
If we're lucky, we'll have three who are like the ones I had last.
I still go back to last year. You remember the seven-year-old who smoked right before me? So I'm feeling pretty confident.
Yeah.
And here comes this little seven-year-old little boy who smokes a pitch and throws a strike right over the plate.
I had like a troop of Girl Scouts go before me, and then I'm just like, boom. And this last time, I emceed the entertainment event between, I think it's like the third and fourth inning.
Right.
And it was a sumo wrestling match. They had these guys in sumo suits. It's really great what they do out there to keep you entertained beyond the baseball game itself.
Here's the thing. I want Rich to throw well. And I want to throw well. But last year, you went before me, and your pitch was
just a bit outside.
Well, the thing is, though, it had distance.
Oh, it had the distance.
It didn't bounce between me and the catcher. You know what I mean? That's really bad. When it hits the ground way short of the plate, it didn't do that. So, I feel if I've got the distance, I'm okay with a ball.
You know, it's interesting. Last year when we did it, we were much closer to the plate.
Uh-huh.
When I did it last week,
we were
right off the edge of the mound.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was practicing against the wall of the house because the last thing you want to do is humiliate yourself.
What do they always tell you? Aim high.
Yeah.
Aim high.
Hey, guess what? I just hit dreamland. It's 8:33. Do we have a caller waiting to talk to us, or do we
get I'm just getting all the tickets.
Okay, great.
Ah.
All right, that's right. Rich, why don't you go ahead and do the forecast?
All right, you want to? Okay, so the warmth continues and the dry weather continues for now. However, this long period of quiet, dry weather is going to be ending soon, and we're going to go into an extended period of showers and thunderstorms in ample supply for many days, but that starts by the end of the week. So in the meantime, abundant sunshine today, warm, dry, high in the mid-90s, low tonight 68. Tomorrow's high, mid-90s, quiet again, lots of sun. Then widely scattered storms start to pop up on the radar Wednesday. They become a little bit more numerous scattered storms on Thursday, and then showers and thunderstorms become likely from time to time, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and beyond. In fact, we're looking way into the middle of June, and this pattern will continue. So a very active, very wet pattern. We need the rain. We may get more than we bargained for. Right now this morning, mostly clear skies and calm winds. Our temperature is 79 at 8:34.
Now at Nukes, the Express Market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
Just to let people know, our tickets have been acquired.
That's great. We offered them to the, but if the people that win the other contests can't use them, we want them to be used. So I'm very glad you're
here. Yeah, and there was a lot of people who called in, wanted to go to the game.
Good.
So,
We've been over this off and on all morning. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, beat Rocket Man, took in $49 million, less than they were hoping. This is supposed to be a sounder. Or a tease for who won the box office. I'm a rocket man.
There was a great version of that song at the end of that
yes, there was.
Movie. Yeah.
I found myself looking at my watch several times during that movie, though.
What, Godzilla?
Godzilla.
I only needed one cigarette. That's pretty good for me.
Were you looking for some?
No, it was
cultural enrichment.
It was the plot line, the dumb plot line.
It's so dumb.
Was I was a little saying, okay, all right.
It was like,
how much more of it?
You
is
know,
there?
Let me tell you one. That movie, I would have enjoyed it a little more, but the woman who played the mother
always
annoyed
a woman.
The bee jeebers out of me. Horrible. Plus, you could tell she had a nose job, just like my second wife.
Well, that's not why.
She must have had a big honker at one time and had like 80% of it removed. I can tell.
No, she was a horrible mom in this movie.
Don't ever try to fool me with a plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just people in general, I'm saying.
Well,
she had the telltale. When you see these, on a relatively young woman, when you see these circles descending down, that's somebody who's had a big piece of their nose.
And by the way, I don't think it's much of a spoiler.
Her hair was awful.
If I tell you that they don't pick on San Francisco this time, they pick on Boston.
Oh, well, that part of it's cool.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean,
hey, did you see the Citgo sign?
Yes.
At Fenway?
No, it's fun. Look, you go to a movie like that to get a 55-gallon drum of soda, a 55-gallon drum of popcorn, and go bleep, 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 for 2 hours. And guess what? That's what we did. Stupid News next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The state of Alabama has turned over more documents to the Department of Justice as it continues its investigation of the state's prison system. The Justice Department says these documents are related to allegations of excessive force and abuse by prison staff. A Prattville woman has pleaded guilty to aggravated child abuse after authorities say her son was naked and chained up. 32-year-old Danielle Martin pleaded guilty last week. An anonymous tip led investigators to the child abuse case last September. And a judge has denied bail for a man charged with killing two Dothan teens in 1999. Coley McCraney was arrested in March for the shooting deaths of J.B. Beasley and Tracy Hollett. Court records show the case will go to a grand jury this month. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's Workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24/7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484, fast, efficient, superior, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress. With tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This summer, enjoy Aladdin, Toy Story 4, a new Men in Black, a new Godzilla, a new Rambo, a new Terminator, and a new Spider-Man. It's the summer of sequels. Summer of sequels. And if you have any original idea for a new movie, please send your ideas to Movie Studios, Hollywood, California. Thank you.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And because I love you all so much, I want you to know about this one carat Forevermark diamond that we are giving away with our friends at Marguerite's. Oh, yes, my friends. If you've got a name, you could win a one carat Forevermark diamond. What you do is go to Newstalk 93.1@adcam, click on the banner, and register to win. Put in your full name. You have all week to do this. And don't forget to tell your mama and your daddy and your brother and your sister. Because next week, we'll start calling names. And if you hear your name called, you have an hour to get in touch with us to win that one carat Forevermark diamond that is appraised at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's.
Now, again, that's a carat.
Mm-hmm. More details you can get registered over at newstalk931.com.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Got a sunglass holder on the in your car?
I don't have one right now, but I know what they look. Yeah, I know what they're like.
A Twitter user named @LazyBoy figured out last week that little sunglass thing, and I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Is just big enough to hold a crunchy taco.
Oh!
So for some reason, if you are ashamed of your taco or you need to hide it quickly from the police so you don't get an EUI, know that it's been tested and it works. The average woman needs 13 minutes... That's for later.
No, let me see it.
No, you are not...
The average woman, I know.
Very good. That was actually rather
cool. God, that is forever.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. It doesn't seem like much when you read the number.
But, see, look, here's... And I'll just say this. Yeah. I never knew how long a minute was until I worked in radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's... No, that is so
people don't
true.
Think about that.
So when you got to clock in 13 or more minutes, that's a long time. That's a lot of songs I got to work through.
I think even people that don't live in Millbrook know what we're talking about now.
Oh, bless.
And,
All right.
I'm done.
Check this out. There is a company in Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Sweden.
Sweden.
That has a competition item for e-scooters. Pogo sticks.
Oh, no. Pogo sticks are
cool. Yeah.
And these...
We know what pogo sticks are.
Deadly. Dangerous.
Yes.
Would your mother let you have one?
Oh, you know, there was one in the garage, but... yeah, there was one. But I didn't...
Even when I was in really good shape, yeah. I still could... That was... And I'm a very balanced person. I rollerbladed. I could ride a bike, obviously, but I just could not master the pogo stick.
Right.
They're using them in these crowded, congested Sweden cities.
I never got the pogo stick down either. Pogo ball, I was good there.
Oh, yeah. It was like almost like a little bouncy ball that looked like a moon, you know, I've never heard of it.
Pogo ball.
Pogo ball. Just imagine if they turned Saturn into a toy. So you would stand on its rings. And the ball, and you know, the ball was attached to it, and then you just bounce. That's it. You'd squeeze the ball between your feet, and it would, and the platform under it, and then you would just bounce around.
Did they have tetherball when you were going?
Yes.
You know, in the playground, tetherball?
No.
You know, I always wanted moon shoes. Never got them. Put that right there with my Teddy Ruxpin that I never got.
See? Can't remember what the deal with tetherball was.
Tetherball.
What do you mean?
It's on the.
Why they stopped with it? Why they stopped it?
Because you always have that one kid that was hitting it, and it would knock somebody in the head.
What noise were you making?
You know, there would be that one kid that would stand there, and the it's the pole and the string and the ball.
They had one of those in work release when I was in there.
Work release.
Yeah. That's where I saw
Thanks
you.
For the happy memories. the most distracting music to listen to when you drive.
Death metal.
I am road smart.
The Eagles.
We had a marital moment yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yes, because I've been...
Husband likes the Beatles? Or the Eagles?
No. I've been on a lot of medication, so it makes me really kind of space cadet-y. And I didn't...
That's no excuse.
No, shut up. I didn't take as much of...
Space cadet-y.
Point of the story is...
Why don't you?
Is that I was kind of nodding in and out in the car, and he was surfing through the channels.
Oh, yeah?
And it was peaceful, easy feeling came on, and he just he stopped surfing through the channels, and I was alert like that.
That's your smelling salts, isn't
it? I looked over him and I said, "No." He changed it. He was like, "Was that the Eagles?" "Oh yeah, babe, that was the Eagles, and we don't listen to that nonsense in this car."
It's been determined by I Am Road Smart that heavy metal music and classical music are the most distracting.
Oh, really?
And the hip hop is the least. I don't believe this.
Found some classical on the way this morning.
Hip-hop just gives me the heat.
Is it because the classical music is too intricate?
You pull up to a stoplight in the car next to you.
But hold on, you can call me.
Come on, man.
All you hear is the bass sound.
That's it. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
That must tickle your fancy or something when you have that bass vibrating that loud.
I don't understand how that can be enjoyable to listen to when everything is shaking.
848. I have been with Adam's Drugs for six years, and I did not realize that they could do this for me until I asked. Because sometimes I forget the date that I've got a refill, like for the Atora Estate, you know, so I don't have a heart attack in the middle of a show. It's always a possibility, you know. And others, that they were able to line up my prescriptions so I get everything on the first of the month now. I never have to worry about when it's due, the first of the month.
It's easy to remember.
Yeah, and everything is going to be ready. They offer that coordination on your medications, if that makes it easier for you too. At Adam's Drugs, you're going to find it's almost like a step back in time in the sense now they have, of course, totally modern system. It takes less than a minute or two to get your insurance information plugged in. And then from that point forward, it's a process of you getting to know them, them knowing you, and a place where you really feel welcome and appreciated. Plus, the bonus of anything you need that's over the counter, pharmacists will be happy to make that, help you make the right choice depending on the symptoms that you're trying to help somebody with at home. And gift shops to boot. So it's just a great local business, and nobody knows that better than the News Talk listener, how important it is to support them, and especially when you're rewarded with customer service that is just second to none. That's Adam's Drugs. To find the one Nurse June, there's a wellness clinic right up the street from us, by the way, that offers shingle shots and more. Go to adamsdrugs.net. Final look at the roads at 8:50. Morning Runes next.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our traffic on this Monday morning, and we still have some accidents you need to look out for. In the 1400 block of East South Boulevard, there's an accident with injury. That's right at Narrow Lane Road. In Prattville, we have an accident on North Memorial at Ridgecrest. We also have an accident in Montgomery at Woodley and Narrow Lane, West South Boulevard, and the Mobile Highway. And we just got a report of another accident on South Memorial Drive at Sheila Boulevard. There's already an accident with injury at that location, so avoid that if you can. Let's be careful as we get on in into work this morning, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance proudly serves the people of Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. When seconds matter, Haynes Ambulance is there. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horn, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody had some time off across the USA. Now everybody's kind of hurt when it is this day. They're sleepy and they're cranky, not looking forward to giving up a great weekend, working on Monday. And everybody's back working on Monday.
Seriously, for those of you who are enjoying this fine Tecumseh's birthday off.
Oh, man.
I remember some of the best Tecumseh's birthday of my life.
That fireworks show that one year, man, was spectacular.
I gotta take down my Tecumseh tree.
I hope Roz put the Tecumseh turkey in the oven at 7 so it's ready by the time I get home.
We hung our Tecumseh stockings with care.
I leave my Tecumseh lights up year-round or whatever. Nice. Neighbors call me trash, but I don't
care. You know, put them up once. You never have to take them down.
I always tell kids, he knows if when you've been naughty or nice. Tecumseh always knows.
My Tecumseh lantern needs to be put away.
Former Secretary of State Jean Canet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. We have some doozies for you. Had to whittle this pile down from a real collection of dummies. Our Morning Maroon nominees. Good. Let's see who is the dumbest of the dumb here. We start with 47-year-old Michael Corneau.
Oh?
He was the principal at Holy Family Catholic School in Port Allen, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Last week, he chaperoned the kids from his school to a Washington, D.C. field trip. Apparently, on Thursday night, he ducked out to go to a strip club.
Oh, I see.
Then he got super drunk and refused to pay his bill, so the club called the police. He was arrested for public intoxication. And, well, immediately resigned as principal because you're not really setting a great example.
No.
Let's go see the Lincoln Memorial. Let's go to a strip club.
Called the Lincoln Memorial.
He had been the principal there for 5 years. He'd come from another school where he resigned after $120,000 in Hurricane Katrina recovery donations were misused.
Oh, he's a piece of work. He is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll
take care of him on Tecumseh's birthday.
We have another principal in the news. We're not out to get principals today.
Right.
But listen to this audio clip. This is a high school principal in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
One of his students noticed at the graduation speech he was giving, I've heard this somewhere before.
Oh, God, yes.
And then she realized it was Ashton Kutcher at the Teen Choice Awards 6 years ago. And she looked it up and showed him, now listen, you're going to hear his speech and Ashton Kutcher's, and it's absolute plagiarism.
I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was a kid growing up...
When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof.
Company carrying shingles up and down a ladder to a roof.
I've never had a job in my life that I was better than.
I was always lucky to have a job.
And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job, and I never quit my job until I had my next job.
So opportunities look a lot like hard work.
All right, once this comparison went viral, the principal offered a statement that was kind of a word salad in between comments about how he's, quote, a man of faith. With three master's degrees, he admits he has seen Ashton's speech and borrowed quite a bit from it.
Word for word.
Yeah.
That's not borrowing.
No, that's called theft, and plagiarism is a form of theft. Now, our final nominee is a school bus driver from Houston, Texas.
All right.
It's a woman, Linda Sue Gadajan. 55, charged with driving while intoxicated after she failed a field sobriety test when they pulled her over in Spring, Texas Thursday afternoon. She posted $100 bond release from jail. What makes this is she's blaming this DUI on a bad donut.
I got something from the school to eat, and it had made me sick.
What did you have? A donut.
My stomach was just hurting so bad that my wheel fell off the curb. That's all it was. And then it was, you know, going at 45 miles an hour, it's going to whip back.
You're entrusted to take care of other people's children.
And that's why she's a morning room.
You know, so what I'm saying is, if you're going to come up with a story, can you come up with something better?
Yeah.
Than a bad donut?
A rogue donut. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
I'm going to go with the bad donut because I...
That is kind
of... It's just
of
so
a,
stupid.
But the plagiarism thing gets me so...
And when you plagiarize somebody better